To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here.
Hey.
Brandon Adams joins us in studio on Tuesdays to talk Georgia Bulldogs, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. Hey, shout out to Jordan, by the way.
Yeah, way to go, Jordan.
Jordan Peachtree Corners was caller number 5. We're sending Jordan and a friend with 4-day passes to the 15th anniversary.
Get you some.
Rockville Metal and Punk Festival in Daytona Beach at the Daytona International Speedway. That's Thursday, May 7th through Sunday, May 10th, featuring over 160 bands. I don't think you're going to be able to see all of them, maybe.
You never know,
man. I don't want to underestimate Jordan.
You never know.
Guns N' Roses, Five Finger Death Punch, Foo Fighters, Bring Me the Horizon, My Chemical Romance, and more. Tickets provided by Rockville. To purchase passes today, visit welcometorockville.com.
Real quick, before we get to BA, shout out to my main man, Bobo, Mike Bobo. They just announced he is a finalist for the Broyles Award, which is given out to the nation's top assistant.
Would you look at that?
Good for Mike.
Would you look at that?
Good for Bo.
I would say deservingly so.
Yes, he knows what he's doing. Good for Bo. After all. Brandon, how are you?
I'm doing great. What a weekend it was. Thrilling to see Georgia get the SEC championship win against the team it probably wants to beat more than any other. Mm-hmm. And now a fun conversation over the course of the next few weeks.
Was that the most complete 60 minutes you've seen from Georgia this
year?
Yeah,
I don't think there's any doubt, right? I mean, Texas game would have been close. Remnants of this late against Ole Miss. On the road at Mississippi State was not bad, but this was what Georgia has been aspiring to be. And it's an amazing transformation, too, from September when you play them and you can't stop them on third down. And Georgia had a lot of bad moments defensively this year.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously to hold Alabama to negative yards rushing and – you know, keep them out of the end zone for the first three quarters. That, to me, is the most amazing part of it. This is pretty clearly a Georgia defense that is a far different unit than it was a couple of months ago.
B.A., how was the feeling in the building? Because I'm not speaking for myself. I was more happy, but was it more like a relief?
Probably so. And as far as the feeling the building overall goes, I thought the SEC championship was really bad. You know, last year, the Texas game, that was a great win for Georgia. But I thought the vibe in the building was a little bit weird pregame. I'm not blaming Texas fans for it, but it was this thing of, oh, gosh, well, is this, you know, lack of interest in conference championship games, is it now even impacting the SEC title game? Well, the TV ratings last year were amazing, but I thought the vibe in the building felt, to me anyway, just as big time as ever. There are a bunch of Bama fans there. Georgia fans were obviously into it. And to go to your question, I think there's a chance this just means more to fans than it does to the players. I don't think the players have the same memory. I don't think they even care as much about what happened way before they were playing at Georgia. But if you're about my age, in some cases even a little bit younger, if you've lived through these heartbreaking losses, to see Georgia win convincingly against Alabama, I think for the average Georgia fan, this is such a big deal that I'm not even sure the players can even fully understand how big this is for Georgia fans who have been in that stadium or this city in the old stadium in a lot of these games against this opponent. Hard to quantify how much it really meant to them.
That was the first time Alabama lost at Mercedes-Benz.
Yes,
right. I mean,
that's
all
exactly
the games
right.
They play their SEC championship games, national championship games, things like that. Like, pretty crazy. Pretty mm-hmm. crazy to be able to do that. Were you surprised that they were third when the rankings came out?
You know, there was a debate to be had for Georgia moving up, but what this committee's obsessed with is we're not going to punish conference championship game losers. So Alabama didn't drop out of the field, and Ohio State didn't drop below 2, flip-flopping with the team that beat Indiana. And so that's the move. So there is certainly an argument, and I am sympathetic to it, that Georgia should have moved up to two. But when you look at the field, the path for the number three team is actually better than the path for the number two team, because Georgia gets to face the winner of Ole Miss and Tulane. Mm-hmm. Theoretically, that's a little easier, I think, than the winner of Texas A&M, Miami. Mm-hmm. All of this is a bit of a crapshoot. And obviously, Georgia Ole Miss went down to the wire for the most part a few weeks ago, but still slightly easier draw, I think. So, yeah, a strong argument for Georgia at number two. But honestly, when you look at how this field is laid out, I don't think Georgia's in a bad spot here being the number three seed.
What do you think of the overall rating? I'm not the overall, rankings of, like you said, Alabama didn't move. It does seem like maybe Notre Dame was a little bamboozled because they kept looking at it from a standpoint of we were always in front of Miami and all those different things. What was your thought process when you were watching it and you see Miami right there?
Well, so obviously the controversy and all this continues to play out even right now on social media. It's still blowing up about all of this. I actually don't think the committee, and I hate the committee typically speaking, but I don't think they did a bad job on this necessarily, because here is the two things that I think you have to understand. Is if you care about power ratings, Notre Dame has always been power rated ahead of Miami by all the various mathematically oriented rating services. Notre Dame's always been higher than Miami, even though Miami beat it head-to-head. But once they were side-by-side in the rankings, and I know this feels like chicanery on the part of the committee to a lot of people, but when they were side-by-side in the rankings, I do think at some point a human's got to step in and say, okay, I realize that people think Notre Dame's the better team. Vegas certainly would. But because Miami beat them, we're going to put them in over Notre Dame. And look, the SEC had said, we want some respect given to our league for the strength of schedule and things like that. Well, the week-to-week ranking, sometimes it didn't seem like this committee was doing that. But by putting in Alabama, even though I'd kind of argued maybe Georgia should have the pleasure of ending Alabama's season, by putting them in, it is a deference to the SEC for the schedules that it played. I can't argue with that either. Notre Dame's got an argument too, but it's probably slightly less convincing than the argument for Miami and Alabama.
Do you think this would be anywhere near the level of conversation that it's getting if they didn't do the Tuesday night show and just did an announcement once? Just a one, like the NCAA tournament selection Sunday, they just gave us the 12 and there wasn't all the lead up?
I think that's absolutely true what you're saying. And Bavakwa, the Notre Dame AD, essentially said that we were given false security because we've always been ranked ahead of them. But once again, I don't even mind that, because if you went to, you know, some big sports bettor or somewhere in Vegas, or like Bill Conley, ESPN FBI, Brian Freeman, all these math nerd type guys, they've all had Notre Dame ahead of Miami. That's why Notre Dame was ranked ahead of Miami. But if you're going to have a committee made up of humans, eventually you do probably need to make a human decision, which is, I realize the numbers say this, but Miami beat them, and if that doesn't matter, then truly what is the point of playing the game?
Where did Georgia fall in the rankings as far as recruiting? And also, I just saw that the young tight end is also a transfer. Spurlockers.
Yeah, so, and that's an interesting situation, because Spurlin had been medically retired from Georgia because of some health issues. But I guess now he's gotten some second opinions from some various doctors. And so if he was going to continue his career, and it sounds like he wants to, then he's going to go do that somewhere else. And obviously Georgia going to wish him well as he does. So that's good for him. Georgia ended up with the highest ranked class, at least for now, according to Rivals, which is the new On3 recruiting service. And, you know, obviously up there near the top, but not the number one class this year. In terms of lack of five-star, in terms of, you know, the overall ranking, this is going to be a little lower than what Georgia has typically done, but still, for the most part, in keeping with the national elite. But in the eyes of some Georgia fans, especially after losing Jared Curtis, going to be a little lower than what we're used to seeing Georgia have, because what we're used to seeing Georgia have is number one class in the country. This is still easily in the top 10, top five area, but it's not going to be number one overall.
Brandon Adams joining us in studio here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Hosted the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter as well, at Dog Nation Daily. So, I mean, the downside of it is you don't get to watch Georgia play again until New Year's Day.
Right.
The good news is that's a long time to whatever you need to do and get healthy and all that. What's the most important thing for Georgia between now and then?
Well, there is some talk, and Kirby Smart alluded to this on Sunday. Listen, I'm surprised by a lot of things. I was flabbergasted by this. Colby Young, who is, when healthy, one of Georgia's most important receivers, one of the most important players on the team, period, there's a chance that he might come back. And
like George Pickens role type thing?
Yeah, it's reminiscent of that to me from 2021.
He had an ankle.
The truth is, a lot of these injuries, I forget. Right. But it was serious enough that I didn't think he was going to play again. And the door is perhaps open that he might do that. That'd be a very big deal for Georgia. I just think, and listen, who knows where all of this is going, but I think it's fairly cut and dry. This Georgia team right now, this December, is miles better than the one on paper was. Gunnar Stockton's first start, all of the other issues that team had. On paper right now, this Georgia team, as it rests this December, is in a lot better shape than that one was trying to do the same thing post-Texas last December.
Yeah, what did you think about Kirby when he was talking about, you know, at the press about the non-conference game thing?
I think what I have heard, you know, Kirby said, you know, some coaches are concerned about this. I have heard from people who know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody that they're not concerned. The SEC coaches are furious beside themselves, maybe more so than they've ever been privately, about the fact they have to go to this 9-game conference schedule because it is more losses, and that does mean at the gut level more coaches are going to get fired. You know, when you throw 8 more losses in the SEC mix, that's going to hurt job security. That's when they don't like it. But it is going to make playoff consideration a little trickier because anybody who crunches the numbers can already tell you. With an 8-game conference schedule, the SEC already plays more difficult schedules than these other leagues, Big Ten included. Now, I'm an SEC homer. People can disregard me saying that, but you should do the research yourself and see what conclusion you draw from that. The SEC coaches know they're already playing more difficult schedules, and now they're going to get even more difficult. And I think the Kirby Smart saying, what is the purpose of these more difficult schedules? Because it seems like at times maybe the SEC still doesn't get the proper credit it's due.
Yeah.
These coaches are very upset about that, and Kirby just wanted to give voice to what I think privately is a very hot topic among them.
But he knows, he knows the purpose of it, just like we all know the purpose of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's 8 more games that the networks can show on TV. Like, ultimately, that's what's steering the whole ship.
And listen, you're 100% right, and what I wonder is, okay, everybody wants to see more cooperation in college football to get what they view as a more equitable playoff, or there's this pipe dream of we all band together, we can negotiate our media rights together, and then everybody's going to get more money.
That's the Texas Tech guys.
That's Cody Campbell that says that from Texas Tech. You're right. Here's what I wonder. I wonder in the future if the SEC should cooperate less. Because if you look at 10 most viewed teams in college football this year, 9 of those are SEC teams. If you look at the 20 most viewed games this year, the overwhelming majority are games involving the SEC. I feel like down here we're doing just fine. And I wonder if we're talking about the future of the playoff or the future of media rights and TV contracts and things like that, somebody in the SEC maybe should say, listen, y'all do what you need to do. We're actually doing this okay right now without more from you. And I wonder if the SEC in the future might be motivated to cooperate just a bit less than it currently is.
Did you – last one, and it's been 10 years, and I think I might talk – we talked like maybe a few years ago about his – I won't say his legacy, but the first 10 years of Kirby's tenure. It couldn't have went any better.
It could not have gone any better in my wildest dream, and I'm someone who's cheered for Georgia football my entire life. In my wildest dream when I was younger – the fact that Georgia wins as much as it does right now, it still seems impossible. Even here we are a couple of years removed from back-to-back national championships, but they're 12-1. They just beat Alabama 28-7. They're back in the college football playoff again. It continues, and I hope every Georgia fan would feel this way. I certainly do. It continues to be just as fun as it ever was. And when you look at the other programs that either have not tasted this, and many of them know they probably will never taste anywhere close to this level of success, this truly is a golden age, and Kirby does deserve all the credit for how he's been the architect of it.
100%. I mean, it's always important in sports to zoom out a little bit and take it in chunks like that, whether it's 5, whatever the mile marker is, and it's Kirby's 10th year.
Enjoy it while you have it.
Yeah, it's insane. These are the good old days.
Yes.
Like, these are the days that you're going to look back on and be like, damn, remember that?
Yep.
But you're right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And now you get a couple weeks to kind of hang out, and then you play on January 1st in a playoff game for a chance to go to the Final Four. Like, this is, I don't know, Georgia fans know that, but sometimes you just got to take a breath and be like, damn, this is pretty great.
And I'll say this real quick because then you got to go. So here's how it impact me. And listen, everybody's got their own financial.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers?
Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Financial story, but if you're on the hook of or on the fence of, should I go to the game or not? Should I spend to go to the game or not? Like a trip to New Orleans, something like that. If you can, you probably should, because when all this is done, it's probably never going to be quite this good again.
Yeah, Brandon, we appreciate it.
Good to be with you guys.
Thank you. Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, joins us every Tuesday at this time. Phone lines are open for the AMA, 404-726-0929. Load them up, ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original. Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.